The EFL have said, along with the FA, the Premier League and, of course, the women's football in England, that all matches will be postponed until April the 3rd at the earliest. So in terms of Gillingham matches, that means that three games will not take place as scheduled this month. So it means that Gillingham's game at home to Fleetwood on Saturday at Priestfield is off, along with the trip to MK Dons the following weekend, plus also the televised game against Rotherham, who are, of course, towards the top of League One. That was due to be on TV in a couple of weeks' time on the 29th of March. That game is now also postponed. It does create a logistical nightmare, really, for the football authorities. They now need to try and finish the League One season. As and when they can resume it, they don't know at the moment, but they're hoping for the start of April. So there's three games there that they need to fit into the remainder of the calendar. And of course, there's playoffs and then promotion and relegation to organise. They can't rearrange the playoff games because Wembley is booked for those dates. So it'll be an interesting scenario to see how things pan out. It will mean teams playing catch up, but it'll be interesting to see if there's any different permutations in terms of relegation, promotion, extending the season, of course, is one. And then also the financial implication for clubs in terms of player contracts, people that are on loan at teams. And of course, what do you do if a player runs out of contracts, yet you've still got matches to play if they extend the season? So certainly some interesting decisions that will be needed to be taken by Gillingham, but also the EFL in general.